This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto another edition of the Kona Edge, and we're chatting running today. We head back to Melbourne, Australia. Returning guest Nathan Shearer joins us. Nathan, your running performance is incredible, and I think particularly your performance at Ironman New Zealand in 2016, 3:01, just missing out on a sub 3 hour marathon, off a pretty decent performance on the bike as well. You must love running to be able to run that fast.
Yeah, I do love running. Absolutely, you nailed it. It's probably my favorite of the three.
And that's pretty important. I mean, you're never going to sort of win an Ironman on a bike, but you can definitely lose it on the run. And if you're getting off the bike thinking, hey, you know what, this is my favorite discipline, I love running, it just makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, I've tried to get myself to the point where I love all three sports, but not like you say, not everyone loves running, and you know, some people run scared. I'd hate to run that way. Luckily, I don't have to, so it's a nice mental state to be in.
In our first chat, you mentioned sort of how the wheels came off in Kona on that run, your first visit to Kona, but you managed to bounce back and work your way up from 10th to 5th. We all go through dark patches at some stage in a race. Some of us like hanging out in those dark places more than others. You don't mind them that much, but what are some of the strategies that you've got to sort of get yourself out of those places?
Yeah, so my nature is, I guess, process-oriented, so I don't get too far ahead of myself, which sets me up well to deal with things going wrong in races and in general, but in races specifically, because it became just about questioning myself, what can I do right now that will make me feel better right now? Do I need food? Do I need fuel? Do I need water? Am I do I need salt? How's my form? Can I improve anything there? Am I holding on to tightness anywhere? Am I relaxed? What can I do that will help me feel better? And that was all I just kept thinking about in Kona. So it was that coupled with breaking it down. And I've read about this and heard it from a fair few other athletes, breaking down the marathon into really small, manageable chunks. And that in Kona for me, that was every aid station, which was 1,600 meters, 1 mile apart. And it was just get to the next aid station. You can cool down, you can get ice. So it turned from 42 Ks into, 21 mile repeats instead, and that was, you know, the biggest difference was just mental and being able to break it down and turn it into something else, something that it wasn't, but approach it in that way. And that, I think, that helped me immensely.
Such great advice, and particularly when it starts getting long and really tough, if you do break it down into those little pieces, it does make it so much easier. From a running performance perspective over the years, can you sort of pin it down to one thing that you've done that's given you the biggest gains over that time?
Yeah, I think it's, for me anyway, like I've said this to you a couple of times related to the other two sports, but not coming from a background in any of the three, no aerobic base, but no strength and conditioning base for any of the sports. So I think the biggest thing for running for me was to be patient with it. I was very, very talented very early with running, and it wasn't probably as present with swim and bike, but running-wise I got very, very good very quick in terms of speed. But we had to be really patient with how you then progress that into half Ironman and Ironman performance, because I classic overtraining, building up mileage way too quickly, it leads to injury in runners all the time, and running injuries are always just overuse. So over time it was, all right, build your speed, get that first, get efficient form, then build some volume, do Ironman, restop, rebuild your speed, build some more volume, and just layer the training over years rather than trying to get maximum gains all at once. So I think for me, that was, you know, topping out 70, 80 Ks a week run volume for my first Ironman, about 80 to 90 maybe max for my second, 90, I think I did 95 or 6 max for Kona. That was 1 week only. And then my last Ironman, I had that huge base behind me to be able to do 110, 120 K a week for 8 weeks in a row.
Well, and that's, again, I mean, you mentioned it when we were chatting cycling, it's consistency and building off something that you've consistently built over time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, consistency, but in a smart way. You know, we didn't try and overload too quickly, and you got to be patient and have a long-term view. Running's just any endurance activity. It's consistency over time will trump large chunks of volume inconsistently. So that'd be my biggest piece of advice, especially for running. It's such a high instance of injury. You just got to be a bit safe and a bit smart with it.
Yeah, that is gold. So as far as individual workouts, what do you love doing? Do you do much speed? Do you do any track? What's the sort of stuff that you love, Nathan?
Yeah, track. I love track. It was a session I started when I first started with the squad. They ran track every Wednesday night, so it's still my favorite thing in the world, going and running track hard. My favorite workout is called Yasso 800s. It's 10 times 800 at your best 10K pace, 200 meters float recovery, so you're still running, just slower. Do that times 10 plus you warm up and warm down. It works out, it's usually, you know, 14 to 16 k's total, including the warm up and down, but 10 k's run flat out with 200 meter breaks in between. So that's my favorite by far.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Nathan Shearer, thank you so much for joining us once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.